Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Yeah, this is Doug Pollard here. We're talking about the police today, and particularly the change in the way they are going to be relating to the gay and lesbian community. With me in the studio, I've got Greg Adkins and Sally Goldner. And we were just talking there to the Deputy Commissioner of the Police, Kieran Walsh. And I have to say that a lot of the time during that interview, I had great difficulty in following what he was talking about. As I did say, you know, I felt like I needed some kind of organisation chart up on the wall or something to try and follow this rather Byzantine description he was giving of how people will relate to other people and report to other people. Did you get any more sense out of it?
Well, I've seen the draft, the draft that was produced to us, and had organisational charts. It's a huge organisation, Doug. The Victoria Police is one of the major public service organisations the government has. And therefore, its interaction with our community is hugely impacted if they get it wrong. Now, I think it's great that Kieran Walsh says that they'll tinker with it and they'll make changes. They are going to have to be 100% certain that they're monitoring and picking up those changes, because vulnerable communities like gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual and intersex are impacted far greatly than any other multicultural, multi-faith or other community that subsets this state.
And I think also it's very telling that it's not just our community that's gone kind of ooh-er when we've seen this. Yeah. The Jewish community has been up in arms about it and has asked the police to think again. I was looking at the Greek community newspaper, Neos Kosmos, yesterday. The Greek community is not terribly happy about this.
Well, it's united communities, gay, lesbian.
Now, they're very stable. United. What you would think is fairly stable communities and not suffering from a great deal of prejudicial problems within this state anyway, and yet they're worried about it, and as you say, we are a good deal more vulnerable than them. Sally?
I'd agree. Sorry, excuse me again. I agree with that they trying to imagine the organisation chart looks like two spiders going over the top of each other, and it's still not exactly clear which leg goes to where. And I'm still struggling to visualise it as well. And yeah, I have concerns about who do I go to? You know, let's say someone rings the lobby or Transgender Victoria and says, look, we've got a police issue. Who do I go to first? Do I go to the centralised place? Do I go to someone in Horsham or Shepparton? It just doesn't seem clear to me. And
From what he was saying, that you still go to the sergeant in charge of gay and lesbian issues, whatever their name is going to be in the future, the former head of the gay and lesbian advisory unit.
My concern's also around the young gay emerging person that's in Aboriginal community, the Muslim lesbian that's coming out in the suburb in the far southeast, the transgendered person that might be Jewish coming out at some other location, and how you link all those needs around your safety and your needs for policing to be adequate, and how they link together with all the different silos or the rearranged silos that are being changed in Victoria Police. Mm.
Yeah, because it seems now that instead of having community silos, what you've got is regional silos. I don't see that makes... That sounds like less sense to me rather than more.
Yeah, look, I'd have to agree with that. And I think, you know, and I just to add to that I think the process that they're wanting to implement was also rejected in Western Australia, from what I've been able to gather as well. And they've gone back to a more centralised approach. But it's also about trust. I think that there's been great rapport
built. Which, of course, is the key issue.
Absolutely. One of the big things of human interaction in such a sensitive and vulnerable area. And I look at what people like Melinda and Scott have done, and then more recently Gabby Tayac and Electra Wellens. They've built that trust. To disperse that trust amongst four people, I really have doubts that can work.
And Doug and Sally, they built it wearing the blue uniform.
That's another angle.
They didn't go down, and we haven't had clarification from Kieran, perhaps on another occasion he can clarify that, if all these key roles, these structural roles, will be people that are serving sworn members of Victoria Police and not public servants that sit in those roles. Now, I don't want to deride public servants, but in every other state where they've put public servants into the key cultural and gay and lesbian roles, such as the ones we're asking for, they've failed. New South Wales was a complete disaster when they put public servants in these roles.
This comes back to what is the supposed driver behind this whole thing, which is to get uniform police, quote, out from behind their desks and back into uniform and back onto the streets. That does kind of sound like they want unsworn people, out of uniform people, back in the office doing these sort of tasks. And I think, as you say, I think that would probably be a mistake.
Oh, look, I would agree and want to add to that it works both ways. I'm not sure if there is such a thing as an average homophobe. They're probably less than average, but, you know, they see...
Oh, I think they're terribly average.
that's one we could take the next hour on, but we can't. But they see that, the police are taking this seriously. There's someone in uniform saying, no, homophobic violence and harassment are not on. To lose that, I'm sorry, I really think that's a... I just don't see how it can help at a minimum, and I have to say I think it sends us backwards.
Yes, and there is another aspect of it as well, which in dealings that I've had with the police, you know, behind the scenes and so on and so forth, that particularly among senior police, there is a tendency to dismiss anything that's coming from someone who is not in a uniform. Police respect other police. They tend to take a rather insular view of people who are not police persons themselves and say, well, you don't know, you've not been in the uniform, you're not in the force, you don't know how the police work, you don't know how the police think. So their advice and their input tends to get downgraded, and that would bother me too.
Well, one thing that instills confidence in me is we have the Deputy Premier, Peter Ryan, is the Minister for Police. He comes from a regional electorate. He understands the bush being from the National Party, and he's well connected to Victoria Police in terms of his relationship with his local police from his electorate. They can go and have a conversation with him. Now, he's in an electorate where only 1% of people, one out of 10 people, victims of prejudice and hate motivated crime, steps up and talks to the police. So if anyone is going to understand the need to increase reporting levels and not to make the wrong decisions around policing and how their operations takes place, it's got to be our Deputy Premier. I've got every confidence that the Police Minister Ryan will actually be able to get a bit of a handle. But they have a dilemma, don't they? Because governments don't tell the Chief Commissioner how to run his shop. They can only give him the funding.
I'd better not say anything.
That's always a fraught relationship, and it seems more than usually fraught at the moment. What I wanted to do now is move off this particular rather generalised discussion we've been having here and look at it specifically from your individual viewpoints from the organisations that you work with. And I want to start with you, Sally. How do you see this new structure working for you as a representative of the transgender community, the rights lobby, everything else you're involved in? Are you clear about how your relationship with the police will work under this new structure?
No, I'm not clear. I'd say in fairness, it moved forward a little listening to Kieran, but it's, as I said, it's still that very tangled web. And I say to go through a few specifically. One of the people within the trans community raised a good question: how would a regionalised person with less knowledge know how to deal with issues facing a person who is transgender and works in the sex industry? Would they be able to do that as well as people with the links in the centralised command? So that was one issue that came up. The bi community also, probably whilst there weren't specific issues, also feels that there's a need for that. And I know within the lobby, some of the lesbian members of the committee are also concerned about, I believe there's differences in the degree of reporting of lesbophobic violence compared to gay male violence. So there's a range of issues that affect all of those bodies. And we just don't want to risk even a teensy half a step backwards on this. We want to keep moving it forward, which it has done in 10 years. The turnaround's fantastic.
Because it interested me that everything that Kieran said was all about how information would come from the bottom up to him, but it wasn't very clear how information was going to go from the top down to the people
through
there
champions
at the bottom,
which we need. Yeah.
Now, Greg, you're can you see that reverse reporting happening? Can you see the information feeding down into these regional blobs?
Well, I think it can potentially work, but there's some fantastic initiatives that take place to ensure that now. You have the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Unit, that's the central unit, actively working around recruits, the training and the education of every brand new police recruit and PSO recruit that's coming into the state. That must be retained. And if it's already happening, why change the structure? If we're not guaranteed that it's going to be retained in the same positive and developing framework. But the main one, I think, for us, Doug, for the Anti-Violence Project, is the way we respond to violence here in gay, lesbian, transgender community actually informs how others can respond to violence in their own community. We've been really successful in modelling how to tackle really hard issues, get change, and then broaden it so the broad community can learn from our expertise. And that's been happening in Victoria Police, and I'm not sure that we're able then to be guaranteed that that expertise and will be continuing on in Victoria Police to model how to change other communities in the same way we're seeking change ourselves.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, we've just learned how to ride a bicycle, and we've just been told in future we're going to have to ride a penny farthing.
But we're happy to work with him, and we were happy. We're happy, Deputy Commissioner Walsh, to sit alongside you and help tweak the changes. If you're going to tweak the changes to make this truly work, we'll be there sitting alongside you at the table.
I have a feeling that this problem is actually born out of a one size fits all approach. That what they've designed here. It probably works quite well when we're talking in terms of ethnic communities, and I can see some of the reasoning involved when it involves ethnic communities. But they've then said, well, if it works for that, it's going to work for everything else, and I don't think it necessarily does. I think we've all worked for organisations where they've said, oh, we're going to reorganise, and so they bring in a whole load of consultants, and they come in with this one-size-fits-all solution, and no matter how irrelevant this new structure is to the work, to your particular work within the organisation, you have got to shoehorn it into this new model, and you have got to learn this new language and this new way of working, even though it doesn't work as well as what you've got at the moment, because it works for most of the other people who are involved in the organisation. And I think maybe that's what's happening to us here, that we're coming off second best because this isn't actually designed for us.
Yeah.
And that's probably why the information that you gave to the review doesn't turn up in the end report.
I think some of our information is there, but Doug, when you look at the list of participants who were interviewed for the review, our interviews that we took place weren't even listed. So it's about instilling that confidence that every step of the way they're having a conversation with us, every step of the way they're walking the same path with us. And maybe there's been some slip-ups. We actually demand that pathway and that shared approach right now from every step going forward.
Okay, well, I think that's about it for today. We're going to have to call it a day. I want to thank everyone who's taken part today, to Deputy Commissioner of the Police Kieran Walsh, to Police Association Deputy Secretary Bruce McKenzie, to Sally Goldner here from VGLRL, and Greg Adkins from the AVP. And a very big thank you to researcher and producer Douglas Sanz Pareja, and of course to Keza, twinkling away there on the flight deck. Check out the Rainbow Reporter page on Facebook. Podcasts will be available as usual via joy.org.au. And don't forget, our annual fundraiser, the Radiothon, kicks off tonight and runs right through to next week, when I will see you at the same time with a very special Radiothon Rainbow Report.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.